News Talk 1110 KBD News Time is 5 minutes after 5 on a Friday. Good afternoon. I'm Dennis Schott, right along with Kelly Blyer. Kelly's got the news. And let's see, it's brought to you by IHOP. The Lorax is at IHOP. Try the Lorax's green eggs and ham with whole wheat pancakes and make it an IHOP day for a limited time at participating IHOPs. The Lorax in theaters March the 2nd, rated PG for brief, mild language. Now, from the largest radio news staff east of the Cascades, here's Kelly Blyer with live local news on News Talk 1110 KBND. Good afternoon, Kelly. And what a way to start that out, huh?
Thanks, Dennis. Students at Skyview Middle and Lava Bridge Schools in Northeast Bend were under a lockdown for about 45 minutes this afternoon. School resource officer Keisha Weaver explains what happened.
Skyview Middle School, that had been reported as having been taken from a burglary in a nearby area this afternoon. And so as a precaution, the Chief County Sheriff's Office and Bend PD, while investigating that crime, we decided to lock down both schools while we look for the suspect in the area of the school.
Around 12:20, with guns drawn, officers swarmed the area looking for the burglary suspect, causing some excitement with the students. Weaver says the kids do go through drills and knew exactly what to do. The suspect is still at large. He's described as 6'1", 160 pounds, and heavily tattooed. If you have any information, contact Deschutes County Sheriff's Office. Michael Bremont is back in jail, accused of violating the conditions of his release. Bremont was arrested in Albany and returned to the Deschutes County Jail. His release agreement required that he reside in his Redmond home, that he not leave Oregon, and that he not contact his alleged victim. Bail is now set at $500,000. Bremont was arrested last week and charged with sexually abusing a female student of the Redmond Proficiency Academy. He was bailed out of jail earlier this week by a former colleague who was also a relative. The alleged sexual abuse occurred between the fall of 2009 and fall of 2010, allegedly in a motorhome and in a computer server room in office. Then financial advisor Troy Reinhardt, with one of about 300 local business leaders and others, attended the Chamber Real Estate Forecast Breakfast this morning. He says he left the meeting encouraged and feeling bullish about the local real estate market. One topic that was raised was the impression that more people are leaving Central Oregon than coming in.
One of the questions was, a realtor in the crowd asked, when's the mass exodus from Central Oregon going to end? And both the speakers were puzzled when they answered the question, because really, even during the worst of this, we've never had a loss of population here in Central Oregon. What people are feeling, and what the speakers pointed out when they answered the question, was the fact that the rate of growth is slowed. That's what you feel. You don't feel a decline out there.
Reinhardt says the data shows that we clearly went through a big bubble and appear to be coming out the other side. Central Oregon Veterans Outreach has started a new program that is helping struggling veterans get jobs. The program is funded through a federal grant. The Veterans Reintegration Program is currently working with 50 area veterans who are homeless or couch surfing. Steve Wilkes is the program's manager.
We really are concentrating on getting the veterans into the proper mindset of getting back to work and doing it properly, getting themselves a good job that they're going to be retained in. We're not trying to get them just survival jobs. We are trying to get them jobs that will reintegrate them back into society, where they'll be able to stay employed, make some money, get a new place to live, and start becoming a regular member of American society.
The program has already placed 11 area veterans in jobs in computer, cab, and restaurant work. To learn more, you can call Central Oregon Veterans Outreach. Looking for a fun family outing on Saturday? Well, Mid-Oregon Credit Union is sponsoring a Family Tree Day at the High Desert Museum. Museum spokesperson Dana Whitelaw says they have plenty of exhibits to see.
It's a wonderful day at the museum, and typically we have several thousand people coming. It's quite lively. We have great exhibits right now, Leapers and Creepers, and a wonderful historical exhibit called Black Impact.
The Family Free Day is 9 to 4 p.m. on Saturday. And today's mild temperatures will drop after the sun goes down, and snow is likely to follow. By tomorrow, we'll see the return of Weather Channel. Meteorologist Mark Thibodeau says it will start later tonight.
Snow levels maybe Friday night getting down to about 3,500 feet, so that'll probably become the bigger concern as we cap off the work week here.
Rain tonight is expected to turn over to snow in the early morning hours with an accumulation of less than an inch. More snow flurries are possible on Saturday and Sunday. I'm Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110 KBND.